This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Patricia R. Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that many people are not going anywhere because of the COVID-19 outbreak, and that's partially due to a large cutback in transportation options. Several local buses and trains have severely cut schedules. Trailways, for instance, is only allowing half the number of passengers on its buses beginning March 20th. Amtrak has cut Northeast Corridor service 40% and has reduced its New York State service as well, while Metro North continues its regular weekday schedule, but ticket agents won't accept cash at ticket windows or on trains. Other options are still providing residents with trips to the grocery store. Both the Greene County buses and Columbia County buses are still running, with extra sanitizing and disinfecting happening. The Dutchess County Loop bus system is also operating on a regular schedule. But Ulster County Area Transit has eliminated several routes and predicts more cuts as they have a driver shortage. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan hopes to keep at least some buses running. Quote, "We're trying to balance, but public health is obviously going to be number one priority," unquote, Ryan said. Quote, "I'm hesitant to end UCAT unless something dramatically changed, but I wouldn't rule anything out." Read more about the story in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Legislature's Public Safety Committee March 16th approved an expenditure of $8,700 for the cost of hand shoveling snow at the county jail construction site in Coxsackie. Officials previously rejected a similar resolution in the amount of $9,500. The measure, as approved, provides for payment to James H. Malloy of Loudonville for hand shoveling snow from 35,000 to 45,000 square feet. Athens Representative Ed Bloomer originally voted no on the proposal, but changed his position. Quote, "I found out shoveling was purposely left out of the bid specs," unquote, Bloomer said. Quote, "If it had been put in, it wouldn't have been a $60,000 item," unquote. Instead, the contractors opted to charge for shoveling on a as-needed basis, he said. Quote, "If I had that information in the first place, I would have voted differently in the first round," unquote, Bloomer said. In other jail news, Greenville Representative Greg Davis said the contractors were delayed in getting a roof on the building. Quote, "They expected to have the roof on by the end of November," unquote, Davis said. Quote, "The project was delayed in the spring while lawmakers were waiting for answers on the legality of sharing jails with other counties," he said. County jail project is funded by a $39 million bond from Robert W. Baird and Company at 2.4% interest and an $8.1 million contribution from the county. The county expects to open the facility in July 2021. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Greenville Pioneer is reporting the Greene County Children, Youth, and Community Advisory Board is again sponsoring the County Youth Awards, Youth of the Year, Chairman's Choice, and Director's Choice. The awards recognize the outstanding contributions and achievements of Greene County youth for their contributions in serving their community through leadership, knowledge, skill, and/or service. Young people in grades 9 through 12 are eligible. A nomination form is available at greengovernment.com or by contacting the County Department of Human Services at 518-719-3555. Nominations will be reviewed by the selection committee. The deadline for entries is March 31st. Read more about this story in the Greenville Pioneer. Abby Hoover is reporting that the Greenville Town Board March 4th voted unanimously in favor of a resolution increasing the town's water and sewer rates. Quote, "At the recommendation of the water superintendent, the town board has determined to increase water and sewer rates again this year to ensure the integrity of the town's drinking water and wastewater infrastructure," unquote, town attorney Genevieve Trigg said. "In the event of leaks, disrepair, or waterline problems resulting unintended water usage, the user may request a waiver of the increased fees." The resolution to raise the rates cited the town's comprehensive plan to, quote, "continue to upgrade water and sewer system," unquote, and, quote, "maintain safe drinking water for all our residents," unquote. The increase would hike the rate by 50 cents from $2.53 to $3.03 per 1,000 gallons of metered residential use. The residential sewer rate will increase by 25 cents per 1,000 gallons for a new rate of $4.53. The commercial sewer rate was increased by 80 cents per 1,000 from $4.50 to $5.30. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.